Welcome.
I know.
Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will begin with Lashem Yehud. And then the verse on certainty. Lashem Yehud Kuchabri Halishim Tazim, Hilu Urshimu, Leakta, Lashem Yote Provate, Yehuda, Shalim, Lashem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayinu amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. The energy of this year, 5779, is to become wise. The ninth verse that starts with a hey and ends with a tet in the Tanakh comes from Psalm chapter 139, verse 21. Hallo Mesanecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Esna Ubis Dome Mecha Et Kotat. The energy from the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And we have the one verse from the Tanakh that we studied that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami Yisrael untati wishakan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bene Avlala Anoto Ba Asher Barishona. Yesterday was the 17th day of the Omer. Will begin momentarily. We have already said the Lashem Yehud, so we're going to step two, which is reading the verses prior to the blessing. Initially, we have Psalm 138, verse 8. Adonai Yohewahe Yimor Be'adi. Adonai Yohewahe Hasdecha Leolam. Maaseh Yadicha El Teref. Psalm 57:3. Echra Elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alai. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'evor Alayich Va'erech Mitposeset V'damayich Va'yomar Lach V'damayich Tayi Vayomar Lach Bedamayich Taye. Psalms 104, verse 1 and 2. Barchi Nafshi Et Adonai Yohewahe Elohim Yohewahe Elohai Gedalta Meod Od v'chadar lavashta, O te'or k'salma, O te'shamayim, k'ayriya. Now for the blessing. Yud hey vav hey yo hey wah hey Eloheinu Melech haolam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat haomer. Ayom Shmonai Asar Yom LaOmer Shehem Shnei Shavuot V'Arba Ayamim. Today is the 18th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 4 days. The number 18 connects to Chai, to life, as we all know. But the question is, what aspect of our character traits or our personality traits that we are willing to change, that we need to change to strengthen our connection to the energy of life? The inner light Harachaman, Hu Yachatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Limkoma Bimhera B'Yameinu. And we all say Amen. Step 6 is Psalm 67, the Menorah Psalm. We'll stop at the 18th word and the 18th letter in verse 5. Lam natsea bingino mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er pana vitanu sela. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha. The call go in Yeshua Techa. Amim Yoduta Elohim Yoduta Amim. The 18th word is Amim, which is the same word from day 15. And the questions that we asked on day 15 can be continuously asked, and needs to be. Amim is a word that means nations, or in the frame of a permutation, it means the people of the sea, or the sea people. In the Kabbalah, the word Si means the Torah. It's a code word for the Torah. So that it can also be a nation or a people of Torah. In what ways can you increase your traits that promote Torah study or Torah teaching? How can you motivate others to increase their Torah study? Kulam Yismechu Viranenu Le'umim Ki The 18th word is the Yud and the word Ki. The Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name. The Yud represents activation, as in Yud Hey Vav Hey means or translates as active set state of being. The letter Yud connects us metaphorically to the Sefirah of Chokmah, to wisdom. What do you have to change about your actions or your traits to connect to your intuition more deeply, more frequently? Because your intuition is your connection to Chokmah, to wisdom. What can you do to strengthen your intuition? And listening to that inner voice that speaks to you all the time, that you don't hear it all the time. Tishpodamim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem sela. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Eretz namna yevula yevarkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yevarechecha Elohim Vayiru otohum kol afei haaretz. Step 8 is the Anabekoa. We'll stop at the 18th word and connect to the letter that is the first letter of that word. Please join me. Anabekoa Gedulat Yemincha Tatim Serura Alephet Gimel Yitav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Tafarenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehutha. The letter is the Yud of Yehutha. And we've discussed the Yud earlier, but there's always more to learn. The Yud has a gematria of 10. It's the 10th letter of the Aleph-Bet. But it also has a gematria of 20. Because when you spell out the Yud, it's Yud Vav Dalet. Gematria is 20. And this is always the case with the Yud. The Yud at 10 is the 10 Sefirot. And at 20, it's the revealed light and the concealed light. It's the inner light and the Or Makif, the surrounding light. What character trait do we need to change about ourselves so that we will perceive the Yud in a more favorable light? Kivavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Tarhem Tacharem Rakame Sitkata Tamid Gamle Betet Resh Saritach Gimel Tasin Kadosh Kirov Tufa Na'el adatecha Tetsuf bet Tet Yonayim Yachid ge'e Lamcha p'nei Zohre kidushatecha Yud Gimelamet Eizayim Tu Shavatenu kabel Ushmati akatenu Yodea ta'alumo Shin Kufav Sadiyutta. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, step eight is to understand the journey, the 18th journey of the 42 journeys in the desert. The 18th journey was leaving Libna and camping in Risa. Risa in Hebrew means to be broken. In Arabic, the word denotes a well stopped up with stones. In our personal life journey, we will inevitably experience what may seem to us at the time as failure, a failed relationship, or a failed effort, or failed venture, a bankruptcy, chas v'shalom, or any other type of fiasco. Risa is also an eyelid related to vision. To open your eyes and see a deeper opportunity which can only be visible through the cracks of a broken relationship or a failed effort. What we learn from this study and what we have to learn from our lives is failure is not failure. Failure is spiritual growth, as long as you learn from the failure. And it's important to continue to learn from the failures. Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lishpor sefirat haomer. Kedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta, betorata, huspartem, lachem, bimcharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviachem, eto omer, tenufa, sheva shabbatot, temimot, iti-yina. Mi macharat ha-shabbat ha-shvit tisach siferu famishim yom kedei she-yitacharu na-shot amcha Yisrael mezoch ha-matam uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha. Adonai Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Shebizkut Sefirat HaOmer, Shesafarti HaYom, Yitukan Ma Shebagamti, Sefirah. Netzach Shebetiferet. Netzach means eternal victory, eternity. Tiferet is the balance point. Tiferet is compassion, its beauty, its balance, and its truth. So what does eternity look like in the frame of truth? What does eternity, eternality, look like in the frame of beauty? As we look at our own emotions, our real emotions, we can come to two conclusions. One, that we need to share more with the Mashiach so that the Mashiach will come. We need to recognize the energy of Netzach, Shebet Tiferet. Or we can just accept what happens and move on. These are the choices we have to make. V'et Taher, V'et Kadesh, B'Kdusha, Shel Ma'ala, Amen, Selah. And the step 10 is the Tzaddikim. For the third day of ER. The Tzaddikim who left this day, chose to leave this day. Toni HaMa'agal. This is a famous person from the Talmud. And there are many famous stories of him, including the one about him refusing to leave the circle until God sent rain, when the people had asked him to pray for rain. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Tzintz of Plotsk, known as the Maharal Tzintz. Rabbi Yeshaya Steiner of Kiritzer. Rabbi Abba Berman. Rabbi Yosef Brewer. And Irina Sendler. And you can read the story about Irina Sendler from the link on this page for the Tzaddikim. Today's class, let's say the eighth verse of the Anabakoa one more time to be safe and ground any excess energy. And today's class can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 19, the bottom row. Second column from the left, that link will open up the landing page for the Tikkuni Zohar. And tonight's class is section 51B, So scroll down when the landing page opens up to section 51B, and this is where we will begin. We'll start with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'achda L'Shem Yudhei Bavavhe Yehuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kulenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kulenei V'ahu Zimna Yema Kutcha Barichu Israel, Yaseli, Mitamim, Beruota, Fishkinta, Tashe, Ahavati, Mishkudin, De Asel, Janat. Shekinta im Yisrael be'akilin Ditzalutin Di'inun tarvanin Uvis samna Da'ayahi Tekainat Zona lebalka Yehi bat lon avata Leita rab shofar devea atid Kudsha brichu v'yachadasha Be'ya l'Yisrael Min galota me'arva Titrin hada Uditi tata v'shofar gadol L'chai rotanu v'si ishanas des v'kavetz Daliotanu v'ayahu ha'ashir ha'dayahu Yomad adina dileya uvrach uvireyach Adahu zimna Kudsha barichu me'arish Alayhu dechiveya Uvasot afsik Lon v'chariv Lon me'alma v'day Layahu me'arisha Tareach So, Pasuk, V'yod, Shofar, Holech, Raveya, Deraga, Tereitame, Behahuzimna, Deit Bachon, Chaive, Me'alma, Salki, Ligabe din laka asara zakaronot Uvashira malakiot Uvashira shofarot Beinun yud 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 Vaasira tetut Demalakim yitarin Ligabe hu Besal Jalon Legabe Eser Sefiran Benagudain Salkin Mine Hu Mirovaim Mesitra Vialaihu Itmar Az Yashir Moshe Kad Yehi Kud Shabarichu Fishkin Tabet Chayon Yisatatalon, Behom Shenehulon, Uvashatim, Utekati, Shamot Yutet, Bisheitam, Alkante, Nashirim, Viavea, Itkamel, Eli, Viait Nagina Duna, Gesalka Batirin, Kegon Hallelujah, Viait Naguna, Gesalik Viat, Had Kevokon, Halleli Bay, Viait. Neguna, desalik v'chamesh kegon Hashem v'ha'isbar v'kanor v'chamesh nimin aval nagidona desalik v'shet dinun aleph bet gimel yud taf tzadi Min vavayo, ve'ed desalik, le'yo, v'talata, v'dayehu, aleph ke'yud ke' v'salik, ne'guna, ve'ya v'tzakia, shavarim, taroa, Bechatakia Ufala Aruch Benagyuna Adhatoa Talik Leia Legabe Yamina Diahi Diahu Chesed Shavarim Lava Salikala de Nagi. No, de Nagi da. The Gabe Gora de Taman. You came be mena, you shmala. Waha wa nahit minea. Bechado. Ahmata Piotara Kamadio Buha Ukmuhu Harotelahaki Yidalid Yidrein Behayashed Yidin Bibitaroa Hawasali Kal Dinaguna Gabe Amuda Dem Saita Wahawanahit Minea Malta Ligabe. In the English translation, these savory foods are the inspirations that Israel receives via the study of the Torah. The sacrifices refer to the upward motion of the revealing of these inspirations, in that they connect the above with the below, giving and proving the sense of unity throughout. I am adding, is unity a sense, or what is the sense of unity? The Shekhinah offers up the pathways for connection whereby Israel, our thoughts and our insights, travel setting themselves free from the darkness. A simple song may be compared to a melody. A melody usually proceeds from the first note in the scale and then takes various routes until it eventually returns and resolves to that first note. The double song is analogous to two notes which form a harmony called interval. which is based upon the relationship of one note to another. Here the rules of harmony prevail in that there are consonants, dissonance, and ambiguous harmonies which occur. In much the same route, in much the same fashion, the harmony proceeds from its root, notes making various combinations until returning to the original root notes. A triple song is a triad, three notes whose relationship changes according to the intervals each rest some makes with the two corresponding others. Again, there is the root harmony, usually it's a major or a minor, which proceeds until it returns once again to rest upon the root harmony. Lastly, there is the quadruple song, which proceeds from four-part harmony. The combinations increase as one note is sounded in comparison to three others. Still, the form remains the same, as that the root harmony moves about and then returns to itself. I am adding, in my opinion, the code word sound relates to the sounds that come from the 780 letters described in my comments above. It is prayer that rises up and makes the connection above, which is why it is called the Shekhinah, which is connection. The pathways via which it travels are those of the Sephirot, the angelic and Jenna, the angelic qualities that display the attributes of the individual Sephirot. The four worlds of Kabbalah, Asiyah, Yetzirah, Bria, and Atzilut, are represented in the four letters of the divine name. The four Chayot, the four faces, and then the combined holiness of Yud Aleph, Ke Dalet, Vav Nun, Ke Yud. The dual divinity, divine name that is a kind of unfolding of holiness. When the connection that the combination, Shekhinah and Hadah, that it is a kind of unfolding of holiness, when the connection with the emanation, the Shekhinah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are revealed within it. All of this takes place during rightful prayers. This also expresses the fourfold harmony, one against the other, that establishes the levels of holiness internally and externally. When notes are sounded together in a certain way, there is a suggestion of other notes, which are complementary tones, called the harmonics of the notes. These harmonics are similar to the Chashmal, the result of the emanation of the four-part harmony. And I am adding, Chashmal in modern Hebrew is electricity. In biblical terms, it means spiritual energy. This is my opinion. There is a deep secret in the above paragraph. The sounds of ascending prayer have an organization based upon the music with which they are sent on high. This organization delineates the pathways of the Sephirot, the holy names and angelic hosts, and all the heavenly beings. They are heavenly because we have no other choice, no other way of describing their ascent. The author's commentary, what this passage is telling us is that our prayers, the words and the thoughts, the intention behind the prayers, make up figures, structures of thought, columns and spirals and edifices of all blessings, of all resulting in a glorification of the throne upon which sits HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is our consciousness of the divine. It is what we are constantly building. At that time, all kinds of music will be evoked. And this is what is said. Praise him with the blast of the horn. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and the pipe. Praise him with the loud-sounding cymbals. And praise him with the clanging cymbals. And this is the end of the section. Are there any questions or comments? Have a beautiful evening. Tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 4:30 West Coast time, which will continue our study into chapter 26 of the Parasha Lech Lecha. And our 7 o'clock class will be questions and answers. I hope you'll bring us some. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
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 Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.